This is Change Your Mindset Podcast, the podcast that helps change your life by helping change the mindset of the 99% into the 1% mindset. Here's your host, Adrian Gomez.
Welcome back to Change Your Mindset Podcast. My name's Adrian Gomez, and today we'll be talking about how males and females are always chasing each other. So obviously we know that males probably the biggest in this, as they're always chasing women or always trying to hit them up, DMing them or trying to go out with them, whatever it may be. You spend a lot of time and effort into chasing the other person. And I'm not saying this is everybody. Obviously there are certain people that do this, but just saying that obviously if a guy has multiple women he's talking to, he's spending a lot of time and effort into talking to them, and obviously a lot of money if he's taking them out, etc., instead of obviously working on himself. For example, if you're constantly devouring all your time and effort into one individual, maybe multiple individuals, whatever it may be, you can be using that time to obviously be in a better version of yourself, whether it may be working out, educating yourself, getting out of the rat race, changing your mindset. But obviously that time and effort is into something else, and usually that can go on for weeks, months, years, however long. I know there are guys obviously brag about their body count or how many women they've been with, and if you think about it, yeah, if you go to a party you might impress your other friends or something about how many women you've been with, but at the end of the day, where does that leave you in life? You're probably in the same spot. You're probably going to be going back to work, and you're just going to do that same routine over and over for the rest of your life because you're chasing women. Compared to a man who is working on himself, obviously developing traits, educating himself, maybe he's starting a business or investing, whatever it may be, being the best version of himself, he's going to be going down further down the line as a successful person. And I'm sure a lot of people would be more interested in that person because they would like to know, oh, how did you get so wealthy, or what did you do? Obviously, that would be more interest compared to another person that is, oh, I slept with this many girls. Obviously, that's a big difference. And I know there's a lot of guys that go on Instagram and they just keep scrolling through these women in bikinis or obviously models. And they spend so much time just going through these pictures or videos where you could use that time to something else that will be more beneficial for you. And then it leads to trying to impress the other person. Obviously, you're going to want to impress the other person. You might try to buy a fancy car or fancy clothes, whatever it may be. And that adds up. And obviously, that's decreasing your value, as we talked about earlier in the podcast, where you're just making someone else wealthier, and now you're just trying to impress somebody else, and now you're just spending money. You're not investing it. You're not doing anything beneficial with that money. And over the course of time, that's going to add up. We're always trying to impress the other one. I don't know if that's in a program in our DNA, but I mean, just for example, even in animals. Obviously, we all know what peacocks are, and usually males have bright feathers, and when they try and impress a female or catch their attention, they spread those colorful feathers. But if you're trying to impress somebody and you don't even have the money and you start using your credit card, obviously, because majority of the time, if you're buying clothing or if you're trying to buy something really nice, it's going to be expensive and it's going to cost you a lot of money. And it does add up at the end of the day. And if you're using your credit card just for that, that's going to be a liability. You're just going to be losing money because that's not making you any money. You'll be losing money, and on top of that, you're gonna be paying interest, so now you're losing even more money. A good example of this is a Rolex. Obviously, Rolexes are very expensive watches. They're worth thousands and thousands of dollars, and if you have one, you're gonna look like you have money. I mean, if you have money, that's great. If you don't have money and you're just trying to look like you're wealthy, or if you're trying to impress a female, that's a terrible way to use your money. And if you top that off going on dates, everything's expensive right now. So you'll be spending a lot of money. And that's just money going out the door every single time. And obviously, if you try and impress the other person, you're going to be trying to take them somewhere nice. And that's going to cost you even more. is this constant money spending over and over and over that you're pretty much wasting if you're trying to impress a female if you're a male. There's so much time and effort that we put into this that you could obviously invest in yourself, and that would take you a long way. But majority of the time, we do not. I can only speak for men, but if you do work on yourself and be the best version of yourself, I think you have more to bring to the table. As people would say, a high-value man. So this is what the Urban Dictionary considers a high-value man. It is, these men are typically high earners of a high social status, traditional, fit or in shape, a desirable height, hygienic, successful in their own right, or with a clear future vision of success, confident, assertive, and masculine. Funny, likable, caring, intelligent, loyal, spontaneous, and level-headed, mostly strong. That is what they considered a high-value man. And if you're chasing women, will you have time to work on your success and having all these values? If you think about it, not all women, but there are women that find high-value men. Obviously, it's going to be actors, athletes. Obviously, they're considered high-value because they make a lot of money, they have success, they're very famous, and women find that attractive. Obviously, I'm not speaking for all women, but I'm saying there are women that find that attractive. That would technically be considered a high-value man. And basically, all those people are wealthy. I mean, you don't have to be on the TV or anything, but if you have money, that would be considered high-value because not everybody has money. And what it takes to make money and be successful, it takes a lot of work, and not everyone can do it. That would be more considered high-value because not anyone can do it. And I'm not saying this is what everyone wants or looks for. This is just a simple example. But we also can play the other side. Let's just say you do find somebody, and obviously you're not successful, but you find a significant other, and you both can start from the bottom and work your way up. If you have someone who's willing to put in the work just like you, you can grow something together. That'd be an amazing thing to do. There are a lot of success stories of a couple growing together and creating businesses or being entrepreneurs together. This is possible. And like I said before, entrepreneurship can be very lonely if you're doing it by yourself. But if you have someone else who's there by your side supporting you, always picking you up when you're down, or you're both pushing each other to be better, I think that's an amazing thing to see. But the reason why I push being successful, obviously working on yourself, being the best version of yourself, whether you're a male or female, the reason is if you plan on having a family or if you plan on having a kid, they're not cheap, as we all know. And a post from New York Post as of August 20th, 2022, the cost of raising a child through the age of 17 has risen upward of $300,000, obviously due to inflation. That's a cost of roughly $18,270 a year. That's a 9% increase from the previous estimate. That's a lot of money if obviously you're middle income. That's why it's so important, like I said, whether you're a male or female, you just gotta be the best version of yourself. Obviously, you want to be successful. You want to be out the rat race. You want to have that 1% mindset because you won't have problems like this. And raising a child wouldn't be difficult for you because majority of the time it is difficult for people nowadays because everything's so expensive. And you're trying to bring a child into this world, it's not cheap. So instead of trying to chase males, females, whatever it may be, work on yourself. Be the best version of yourself. Or you won't have to struggle if you do plan on having a family or your future, retirement, whatever it may be. Just work on yourself. Be the best version of yourself and start changing your mindset and stop thinking like everybody else does. I'm not going to lie. Obviously, like I said, I had a 9-9 mindset, and obviously I did what everyone else does. Every weekend, going out, partying. It's all, you know, what guys always do, chasing women, whatever it may be. And then obviously you're in the same spot as you were last week. You're just doing the same thing over and over again, and you're stuck in that job. And I'm guilty of doing that because I was always stuck doing the same thing over and over. And I would have been in the rat race since I was like 60, 70 years old. But now, since obviously I worked on myself, be the best version of myself, I can do whatever I want. I don't have to work whenever I want to. I have the opportunity to, but I decide to, I want to, because I'm trying to grow a business and I want to be the best version of myself. And I overall just want to continue to keep growing over and over. And I sacrifice, obviously, growing out every weekend, and I started working every weekend. Started learning new traits, started learning new things. Like I said, if you're a male or female and you're chasing the other person, you're not doing any of that. You're just stuck. And you're constantly doing that over and over, and you're just constantly wasting money, and you're never going to get ahead. And you're just going to be there Monday morning, having another job, waiting until your Friday comes, go out partying or whatever you're trying to do, bars, whatever. And you're just doing the same thing over and over for the rest of your life. It's a sad system. Just work on yourself. Be a high value person. Because you will be amazed about the person you will become. And if you're already doing that, I salute you and I respect you. Because you're going to be somebody one day. Or you might already be somebody. It's hard and it's not easy. But I promise you, it is worth it. Invest your time just in the right places. You have the opportunity. It's up to you whether you want to take it or not. If you're okay where you're at in life, and if you like having a job, you like having 2 days off the week, you like someone telling you what to do, you're okay working till you're 60, 70 years old, well, that's up to you. But if you want to make a difference, if you're tired of it, you want to control your life again, you want your own freedom, do whatever you want, the opportunity is there. And you got to put in the work to obtain it. Because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Everyone would be successful. Everyone would be rich. But very few are. And that's to tell you something. Thank you guys for listening to this podcast. I appreciate it. I know you spend your time. Time is very precious nowadays. So I really appreciate you spending your time listening to this podcast. Thank you again. And I hope you guys tune in to the next podcast. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Change Your Mindset Podcast. Be sure to tune in every week for a new episode. As always, change your mindset to change your life.